Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm so happy to have Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart is Mr. Beacon. We call this section the Beacon Bits because he brings us a bit of the Beacon newspaper. If you have not picked up your free copy, you can pick it up over 1,500 locations. You can also read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. If you want to know where to pick up a copy, you can call them also at
301-949-9766.
Better you said it than I. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
What do you have in travel?
Well, usually we have international or domestic U.S. travel destinations. Mm-hmm. This time we're actually talking about national parks and sites right here in our own backyard.
Okay.
Now, we know we're lucky enough to live in this metropolitan area. We know the major, you know, the National Mall. We know, you know, with great things we have around here, of course.
Right.
But there are a number of parks that people might not be as familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And our story goes through a lot of them and tells us also background about things we are familiar with that we might not know. So this is the 100th anniversary of the founding of the National Park Service, created by Congress in 1916.
Mm.
You know, there are 411 parks, natural areas, historic sites, monuments, battlefields, lakeshores, seashores, these kinds of things that are all under the NPS. So it's a huge undertaking for them to manage it. 84 million acres.
Whoa.
In every state of the union. So the first thing that I was very shocked by, I haven't been here before myself, but Fort Hunt Park in Alexandria, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It was a top secret World War II camp known as P.O. Box 1142.
Really?
And it's where German POWs were interrogated during World War II.
They were brought here.
They were brought here, the prisoners of war, and they were interrogated in Fort Hunt Park in Alexandria, Virginia. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. Something similar I didn't know, and that is that the predecessor of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Office of Strategic Services, was located in Prince William Forest Park, a 15,000-acre park in Virginia. It's the largest green space in the Washington metro area. So all this interesting historical stuff I had no idea about.
No.
So that was cool.
What do you know about George Washington Memorial Parkway?
Yeah, well, I thought that was interesting, too. The parkway, I mean, it is a parkway. So I guess when you think about it, you realize it is a park.
Yes.
But you don't think of roads as being parks.
Right.
But if you've driven down it, you realize it's beautiful greenery on both sides.
Yes.
It's huge. It's 40 miles long, 7,600 acres. And it was built, actually, in tribute to George Washington, which is why it's called George Washington Memorial Parkway, because it's the grand gateway entrance to his home of Mount Vernon. It connects the Washington, D.C. area to Mount Vernon.
Of course.
Yeah. And when it was built, first opened the first segment in 1932, it was known as America's most modern motorway. So at the time, it was its own engineering marvel, what could I say? We also have Wolf Trap. Anybody's been to Wolf Trap, seen
yes.
a play, whatever? Okay.
Yes.
That is the only U.S. National Park dedicated to the performing arts.
What a great place to go.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been for many concerts and things, but what I didn't know is that you can go free of charge and see the rest of the whole park. It's huge, and there's a lot of trails and mm-hmm. things to see there that are just beautiful, that are quite apart from going to a concert. So that's nice. We have a lot of Civil War battlefields, of course. You know, Manassas is a very important, it's a huge one. There were a number of major battles there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place called Oxon Hill Cove Park and Farm in Prince George's County, so we're covering the area here. It is where you can milk a cow, feed chickens, shell corn, take a wagon ride, and hike some trails. So it's really a working farm where you can get down and dirty and do the things yourself, and there's no charge. No charge to come in, no charge to do any of the activities. So that's pretty cool, too.
Read all about this in the Beacon newspaper.
Yeah.
You have anything else?
Yeah, let's talk for a minute about city passes. People
who
are traveling to Europe or even traveling to major cities in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
There are two major groups. One's called City Pass, one's called Leisure Pass, that you might want to know about. We talk about in this story. City Pass is good in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, Southern California, Tampa Bay, and Toronto.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's good about this is once you, it doesn't become active till you use it the first time, and then it's good for 9 days. So it gives you a lot of time to use it however you like. It usually has admission for 4 to 6 attractions
mm-hmm.
out of a total of 6 or 8. So it's not the whole city,
okay.
but it's the major ones. And it's relatively inexpensive. And the good part about it is it gets you, in most cases, not always, no wait admission. You can bypass all the ticket lines. And that can save you a lot of time going into some of these things if you want to do a lot in one day. The Leisure Pass is really more for Europe. It covers Berlin, Dublin, London, Paris, Stockholm, Vienna, and Rome. But it's much more expensive, and it's only good for the days you buy it for, 1 day, 2 days, 5 days. And each time, the more days you add, it jacks the price up a lot. So mm-hmm. that's a little bit harder to justify. But if you're willing to take 2 or 3 days and do everything in that, cram it into that time period, you can make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of major cities have their own independent passes. Berlin and Paris have their own museum passes, which are really quite good bargains, very inexpensive, and get you into a lot of the major museums.
I love saving money. I think we all do.
Yes.
It's nice to learn about this in the Beacon newspaper. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm so happy to have Cheryl Seracki join us today. And she's with Legacies of a Lifetime, which is a company that I've discovered that I want to share with you that helps you preserve your stories for future generations. If the elders in your family have not documented their life stories, how are future generations going to know about their family history? Legacies of a Lifetime helps people preserve their unique life stories and discover the patterns, meaning, and value in their life while creating a legacy for current and future generations. My clients typically want to do that. They want to be able to pass the baton from their generation to the next. And I often use in my presentations the illustration of the dining room chair, you know, the one that we all have an extra one that gets handed down over generations. We have no idea where it came from or where the dining room set is. You know, got split up because this was a way of passing the legacy, was passing a piece of furniture and disassembling a complete set of dining room furniture. But everybody in the family then had some piece to remember the old family by. Cheryl Seracki joins us to share what she does to help you pass the baton of your life to the next generation. Cheryl, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us, what do you do and what is the benefit?
Well, I sit down with you and I help walk you through your life and your memories in order to put your life story down on paper in a beautiful book with pictures and memorabilia so that future generations have an idea of who you are, what your story is, where they came from.
So just kind of give us the process, yeah.
Sure. When you decide to work with me, the first step is a quick meeting where we talk about what are you looking for? Do you want a book about your whole life? Some people want to write about just a certain aspect of their life, perhaps their business, where they are a very successful business person. They might want to write about that. Most people do want a book about their whole life. We talk about various aspects of their life just in a general basis so that I can prepare interview questions and I know the names of their siblings, the names of their parents, things like that. The bulk of the project is when we sit down together and I conduct the interviews. I call it guided conversations where I'm really just talking to you and I'm recording the interview, but it's a very relaxed setting, usually in your home an hour or two at a time. And we do a series of these depending on, again, the scope of the project. Once I have the interviews completed, then I have them transcribed, and then I develop a narrative. So most of us aren't polished storytellers, and typically over the course of several interviews, you might tell me some stories more than once, and I move them around to create the best, most complete version of each story, and I place it in the best location in the narrative. At that point, I have a draft manuscript, and then you have a chance to review it and mark any corrections you'd like. I incorporate the changes, and then we work together to turn it into the form that we agreed to earlier. Usually that includes selecting and scanning photographs, working with a professional book designer, and coordinating with a printer. And in the end, you have a beautiful custom book telling your own story in your own words.
And now, what does this book look like, and how many copies does a person get?
It's completely up to you. Most of my clients want to have a copy for all of their family members and some for friends. That's typically what they want. And it can be a hardback with a leather cover. It can have a custom design cover, a photograph on it. The book can really look like whatever you want it to look like. I work with a variety of book designers and printers. So there's quite an array of choices there.
Cheryl, we've got about a minute left. How can people get in touch with you if they would like to maybe just interview you about how they could hire you and what that process might look like for them? We have a wonderful audience, and they would love to find out how to get in touch with you. What's the best way?
Oh, and I'd love to talk with anyone listening. You can call me at 410-570-3111 or go to my website at www.legaciesofalifetime.com, and you can get in touch with me there. And I'd be happy to set up a complimentary consultation. I'll explain all about my process, my products, and we can get to know each other.
That sounds great. Cheryl Seracki, Legacies of a Lifetime. For more information, you can contact Cheryl today. Again, that number one more time.
410-570-3111.
Hey, if you're a member of the Silent Generation, the child of aging parents, the parent of growing or grown children, you just tried writing your own memoir and can't get through it. Maybe you've got a loved one who's soon going to be celebrating a milestone birthday or anniversary. Great opportunity for you to hire Cheryl and get her help. Thank you, Cheryl, very much.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more of The Eric Stewart Show and a phenomenal house you got to hear about right after this.